Welcome to The Motivated Mind, where I challenge you to expand your perspective on how to achieve a successful life through motivational lessons, reflections, and interviews with other motivated minds. Welcome back to The Motivated Mind, a top 100 health podcast, thanks to each of you. This is episode 403, and I'm your host, Scott Lynch. If I've brought you any value, please be sure to leave a review, hit that subscribe or follow button, and please be sure to share the podcast. Thanks for making The Motivated Mind part of your story. Having spent over a decade in the cannabis industry, I've witnessed many consumers, myself included, grappling with the overwhelming abundance of options and information available, especially when it comes to navigating the thousands of cannabis strains. It's like navigating a maze. And driven by this challenge, my team and I embarked on a journey 4 years ago to change this narrative. Our goal was to provide consumers with the data and education necessary to make informed decisions, enhance their cannabis experience, and ultimately improve their lives. Today, I'm grateful and happy to announce that we've launched HashDash, the world's first personalized cannabis matching platform that leverages over 637,000 cannabis strain data points to match you with your favorite cannabis that aligns with your unique preferences. Our platform centers around three key pillars: matching, community, and education. All three are aligned with our mission of empowering cannabis enthusiasts and newcomers alike, transforming confusion into clarity in the vast world of cannabis consumption. Say goodbye to the guesswork. Discover, learn, and elevate your cannabis experience with HashDash. Sign up for free at HashDash.com and find your cannabis match. That's HashDash.com. Obsession, addiction, consumed. All of these words have negative connotations. But I believe these words, when directed toward the right things, can create the most positive outcomes in our life. What would happen if we had a year of obsession? We'd have a year of our greatest transformation. Just 1 year of obsession will change your entire life. Now, to create something truly great, we have to repeat a small number of powerful words over and over and over again. Morgan Housel, the New York Times bestselling author of The Psychology of Money, has a beautiful quote: "People don't remember books, they remember sentences." And the sentence, "1 year of obsession can change your life," is a sentence you will all remember forever by the end of this episode. I firmly believe, down to my core, that this is 100% true for all of us. If you said to yourself, "This year, I'm going to be obsessed with X or Y," and you started to rev up that engine of obsession. It doesn't matter if it's around working out, learning a new language, having fun, a company you're going to start, or creating content. It's an incredible attitude to have because it's a way to change our identity. The most accomplished athletes in the world have this mentality. They lead with obsession. Tom Brady, Lewis Hamilton, Serena Williams, Cristiano Ronaldo, LeBron James, each of them became the 1% of the 1% because of their dedication to greatness, because of their dedication to their craft because of their obsession. Tom Brady retired on February 1st, 2023. Before he even walked away from the field, he signed a 10-year, $375 million contract to be the lead analyst for Fox Sports. And guess what? I'm calling it now. He'll be one of the best analysts. And no, it's not because he's getting paid $375 million. It's not because he knows football better than almost anyone. No, it's because he'll be obsessed with it. He'll be obsessed with becoming the best analyst. It's in his DNA. It's in his blood. It's his identity. A recent documentary on the New England Patriots on Apple TV called The Dynasty is a great study of pure greatness and obsession. Scott Pioli was quoted in the documentary saying, "The game is like a narcotic. When you have success, every time you get a little bit, you want a little bit more. The highest highs that you feel each time that you win, you're chasing that forever. There was this group of us that became addicts together. As time goes by, your relationship with the drug, it changes. After winning, instead of euphoria, it's just a relief. And when you lost, it was dark. You would do anything and everything to stop the fear of losing. Anything. The idea of obsession being directed toward the right things will completely transform your life. Every overnight success you and I see, it's the outcome of obsession. It's when obsession meets opportunity. When we're obsessed, we have this rich fuel source that surges through our veins and energizes us at a level like never before. And this rich fuel that surges through our body is filled with such high octane that by the time our head hits the pillow, we're exhausted. We're out like a light. And when our alarm goes off, we are flung out of bed with this desire to tackle our obsession, to face challenges head on. We flick distractions out of our path. We charge towards our obsession without compromise. Those of us who succeed are irrationally passionate about something. The return we receive in life is directly correlated to the input we give. If we give mediocre effort, this is what we'll receive. If we give obsessed effort, we'll receive large rewards. Small input, small return. Large input, large return. It's as simple as that. All too often, many of us complain how hard life is, but that's how it should be. Life should not be this calm walk in paradise. It should be this slow dance through flames, pavement littered with melted rubber all the way to our destiny. An infinite game of adrenaline and excitement. One where we suck in every high and every low. Where we're addicted to experience because it's the purest drug there is. We should be chasing curiosity. And that chase, it gets better and better and better. That is truly embracing life. That is following obsession. So, how do we know we've found our calling? How do we know we've found our obsession? You may already know about my private coaching program, which offers tremendous benefits. However, there's another approach worth exploring: group coaching. This type of coaching emphasizes systems thinking, fostering skills in reflection, reframing, questioning, problem solving, and time management, all on top of encouraging relationship building and dismantling internal silos. Well, I'm thrilled to introduce my group coaching program, where we'll meet twice a month, every first and third Friday, for 45-minute video sessions. Prior to each session, I'll present a key theme and a thought-provoking question of the week. During our sessions, I'll share insights, hacks, and methods related to the week's topic, fostering a free-flow conversation where questions and personal experiences are welcomed. After each session, you'll receive engaging assignments linked to the theme. These assignments will be shared on our group coaching Discord channel, allowing everyone to provide feedback and engage in a dynamic, interactive experience. Join me for a coaching experience that blends strategic insight and meaningful connections by clicking the link in the show notes. I'm excited to announce that I've teamed up with Supercast to create a more robust and easy-to-access premium membership platform for listeners of this podcast, which will replace my current paid subscriber program through Spotify. Starting in January 2024, by subscribing to the Motivated Mind Plus, you will get access to a range of exciting perks, including access to 2 exclusive bonus episodes every month across all platforms now, ad-free listening across all platforms and new episodes, access to my members-only Discord channel, and exclusive discounts on my courses and premium newsletter subscription on Substack. All of this is available to you for only $5.99 a month. And don't worry, you can still listen to my regular 2 episodes per week for free forever. This transition will enable me to offer a wider range of features and benefits, all aimed at enhancing your engagement with my content, including being able to now access bonus episodes across Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcast platforms. Most importantly, your subscription directly supports the podcast and the content I create by making future shows possible. Click the link in the show notes to subscribe today. Well, you know when you found your obsession? When people around you think you've gone crazy. It's a great barometer for finding your obsession. We should do what we can't stop ourselves from doing. Now, here's the amazing thing about obsession. It requires commitment, but not discipline. Commitment to start something with an extreme constraint can bring an obsession to life. However, after that commitment, if you feel like you always need discipline, you have chosen the wrong mission or medium. Those that are obsessed rarely look forward to Saturday or Sunday. Weekdays and weekends, they're irrelevant. Every day is the same. One of the ways that I filter my network is by analyzing what people do on the weekend. In my opinion, those who use their weekends to mold their craft have a much bigger vision for their life. And I want to be around more people like that. When we surround ourselves with winners, winning just feels like living. It becomes a pursuit. It becomes the gamification of our life, which means we want more of it. Life is so short. We should be shooting our shots and taking advantage of time, not allowing time to take advantage of us. Too many of us just live on autopilot. They wake up with resistance. They do the same things over and over and over again that they know they don't like, but they do it anyway. And it leaves them feeling empty, feeling lost, feeling defeated, feeling like they have no control over their lives. It's a tragedy. And it's one that we all can change starting at this very moment. The pull start to that change is obsession. Obsession is the transformation of deeply caring about something. Obsession is the catalyst that transforms ordinary individuals into exceptional outliers. The goal for all of us should be to turn our chaos into creativity. And here's how. You walk around like everyone else. You eat, you sleep, but inside you is another world. You see things others don't. You feel things others can't. There are these never-ending fireworks inside your mind bouncing around, banging off. If that's you, take that energy and turn it into something for others to feel. Intensity, obsession, those things, they're a gift, and it's worth sharing. Never apologize for being obsessed. Read all night, work all morning, run all day, work all afternoon. Whatever feels right to you, do it. And do it with obsession. Turn off the world. Forget time even exists. Positive obsession is a gift disguised as a curse. Close your eyes and imagine what you wish existed. Visualize every detail of a business, of art, of your ideal life, of a relationship, of anything you can dream of. Ignore what's normal. Ignore what's possible. Ignore the next steps. Then, iteration by iteration, make that vision real. Become obsessed. This week's shoutout is by Marlo, who sent me a DM on Instagram. I want you to know that you have been a great source of motivation for me. I've learned a lot from every episode, and I have become more productive. I'm so grateful to have found your podcast. Now, I'm grateful for each of you that tune in every single week, and I mean that sincerely from the bottom of my heart. For an opportunity to be next week's shout-out, please leave an honest review on the podcast, send me a DM on Facebook or Instagram. Who knows, you just might be the next shout-out. Thanks for listening to The Motivated Mind with your host, Scott Lynch. I hope you enjoyed my deep dive into why 1 year of obsession can change your life. If you did, share it, shout it out on social media, or drop a rating and review. Stay connected with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Motivated Scott. Don't forget to join me every Monday and Thursday for new episodes. I love you all, and thanks so much for listening. The Motivated Mind is a legacy division.